You're listening to the audio production of You Were Made for This Moment, Courage for Today and Hope for Tomorrow, by Max Licato, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Ben Holland. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To our precious friend Margaret Bishop, an Esther of your generation, you model courage, faith, and beauty. Dinalyn and I are honored to know you and thrilled to grandparent alongside you. Chapter 1. Searching for Springtime. Winter cast a cold shadow. The days are short, the nights are long. The sun seems shy, hidden behind the grayness. Warmth has packed her bags and migrated to the tropics. Beach weather would be nice. But that's not going to happen. It's winter. Spring will see blossoms. Summer sways leafy bushes in the wind. Autumn gives forth a harvest of plenty. But winter? Winter is still, deathly still. Fields are frosty. Trees extend skeletal limbs. Wildlife is silent, gone. Winter brings danger. Blizzards, ice storms, caution is the theme. Come springtime, you'll run barefoot through the meadow and plunge into the pond. But now, it's best to button up, zip up, stay in, and stay safe. It's winter out there. Is it winter where you are? Are you trapped in a perpetual gloom? Do you know the solstice of sunless days and barren trees? I know a mom who does. A mom of three kids, two in diapers and one with a disability. Her apartment is small, her income is meager, and her husband is AWOL. Life in Camp Chaos was too much for him. It's too much for her as well. But what choice does she have? Somebody always needs to be fed, changed, held, or bathed. So, she does whatever needs doing, and it appears she will be doing it forever. She wonders if this winter will ever pass. So does my friend Ed. He and I have much in common. Our health is good. Our golf game is poor. We both like dogs. We both have marriages that predate the Carter administration. The difference? My wife just asked me what I want for dinner. His keeps asking him who he is. He placed her in a memory care facility a year ago. They dreamed of touring the country in an RV. So far, he's spent his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?